Chapter 6. Dark Things. Today, we know that there is a lot more out there in the universe than just our solar system. There are billions of galaxies, each made of billions of stars and planets. So, what is the universe made of? While our solar system and other stars and planets are made of atoms, most things in the universe are not. The universe is made of strange things called dark matter and dark energy. And we do not yet understand these as well as we understand atoms. Atoms form about 5% of all the things in the whole universe. Only about 1 in 10 of those atoms is found in the form of stars, planets, or living things. The other atoms are probably still in the form of gases, too hot to form stars or planets. What the universe is made of. The universe. Dark energy, 68%. Dark matter, 27%. Atoms, 5%. Dark matter makes up about 27% of the rest of the universe, while dark energy forms the other 68% of it. At the moment, there are almost more questions than answers about dark matter. We know it is there because the force of its gravity holds together our galaxy, the Andromeda Galaxy, and all the other big things we can see in the universe. These galaxies are in the middle of an enormous area of dark matter, 10 times bigger than all the galaxies together. Astronomers call this area the dark halo. Without the gravity of the dark matter, most of the stars, solar systems, and everything else in the galaxies would go flying off into space. At the moment, we do not really know what dark matter is made of, but there are some things we do know about it. Dark matter probably does not have the same particles that we find in atoms. It is a new form of matter. This should be no surprise, as it took nearly 200 years to find all the different kinds of atom. Astronomers also think that dark matter particles do not feel or notice the particles in atoms or in other dark matter either. So, while the atoms hit each other, fell into the centre of the dark halo, and finally formed stars, planets, and galaxies, the dark matter stayed where it was. That is why living things are mostly formed from the atoms we know about today, and not dark matter. Dark matter particles move around quickly in the same areas of the universe as ordinary matter. Astronomers think that at any time there could be about one dark matter particle in every teacup-sized area of the universe. This means that they may also leave signs behind them that they have been there. These signs could be found by special machines called particle detectors. Scientists are trying to see whether or not the halo, where our galaxy sits in space, is formed of dark matter particles. To do this, they have put particle detectors under the ground. They work better underground because other particles cannot get there. In Switzerland, scientists have built the Large Hadron Collider, which not only looks for dark matter particles, but tries to make them too. Satellites in the sky are also looking for pieces of atoms that are formed when dark matter particles in the halo sometimes hit each other and form ordinary matter. This is the opposite to what the Large Hadron Collider is trying to do. If either of these processes works, we will be sure that something other than atoms makes up most of the matter in the universe. As well as dark matter, we also think that there is something in the universe called dark energy, which is trying to do the opposite to dark matter. Dark matter is trying to pull the universe together using gravity, but dark energy is trying to push things away from other things. But how does dark energy do this, and what is it? We know that the universe is expanding, having grown in size for the past 13.8 billion years since the Big Bang. And since Edwin Hubble discovered this more than 80 years ago, astronomers have been trying to measure how much this process has become slower because of gravity. Remember that gravity is the force that holds us to the Earth, keeps the planets orbiting the Sun, and holds the universe together. Gravity pulls objects together and slows down everything that is launched from the Earth, from balls to rockets. So, in the same way, the universe should be expanding more slowly because of all the things that are attracting each other and slowing them down in the process. But in 1998, astronomers discovered that this idea was completely wrong. They did this by using very powerful telescopes like the Hubble Space Telescope to time travel. Light takes time to travel across the universe to us, so when we look at things far away, we see them as they were a long time ago, and not as they are now. This is how astronomers discovered that the universe was actually expanding more quickly now than in the past. According to Einstein's general theory of relativity, there may be repulsive gravity in the universe. This means that instead of pulling things together, repulsive gravity pushes things away from other things. This is called dark energy. It might be caused by the energy from empty space, or it might be caused by other space-time dimensions. Or there may be no dark energy at all, making Einstein's theory of general relativity wrong. That means we would need to find a new theory. Although we still do not really understand dark energy and how it works, we know that we need to understand it if we want to explain why the universe is expanding so quickly. If this process continues, in about 100 billion years, the whole universe could become totally dark again. This is because, if we are still here, our nearest star would be so far away that its light would not reach us. Light from other stars would not reach us either, so our universe would look dark. Or, if our theories are not correct, dark energy, which pushes things away, might become less than the gravity of dark matter, which pulls things together. Then the universe could suddenly stop expanding and it might collapse instead. We just do not know. These are the things that scientists of the future will have to understand and find answers to. A black hole is an area where gravity is so powerful that any light that tries to escape gets pulled back into it. Because nothing can travel faster than light, everything will get pulled in, not just light. So if you fell into a black hole, you would never get back out again. The edge of a black hole is called the horizon. It is like being on the edge of a waterfall which has lots of water flowing downhill quickly. If you were above the edge of the waterfall, you could probably get out of the water by swimming fast enough. But once you passed the edge, you would not be able to get out again. As more things fall into a black hole, it gets bigger and the horizon moves further away. To form a black hole, you need to push a large amount of matter into a very small space. Then the pull of gravity will be so powerful that light will be pulled back in and it will not be able to escape. Astronomers think that one way a black hole is formed is when a supernova explodes. Supernovas work like giant bombs. The outside layers of the star are pushed out as gas, and the middle layers are pushed in. If the star is big enough, at least three times the size of the Sun, a black hole will form. Much bigger black holes are formed at the center of galaxies or inside groups of stars. If a black hole meets other things in the universe, it will make a bigger black hole that pulls everything that gets too close into it. Our galaxy, the Milky Way, has a black hole several million times the mass of our Sun at its center. Finding a black hole used to be like looking for a black cat in the dark. Astronomers could not see them, and they only knew where the black hole was by the way its gravity pulled on the things around it. For example, they knew there was a black hole if they saw stars orbiting something that they could not see, or if gas and dust turned around a central thing that they could not see. Then, in April 2019, 8 telescopes working together on the Earth, called the Event Horizon Telescope, took the first photograph of a black hole. This black hole was found at the core of the enormous galaxy Messier 87. The photograph looks a bit like a ring of light, which is not very clear, with everything behind it black. As we have already said, you could fall into a black hole just as you could fall into the Sun. If you fell feet first, your feet would be nearer to the black hole than your head, and they would be pulled harder by the gravity of the black hole. So you would be pulled into a very long, thin shape. The smaller the black hole, the more you would be pulled. If you fell into a black hole made by a star only a few times the size of our Sun, you would become very long and thin before you reached the black hole. But if you fell into a much bigger black hole, you would pass the horizon, or the edge of the black hole, without noticing anything special. However, someone watching you fall into the black hole from a distance would not see you cross the horizon. This is because gravity changes time and space near a black hole. To them, you would appear to slow down as you got closer to the edge, and they would not see you as clearly. This is because the light you sent out would take longer and longer to get away from the black hole. If you crossed the horizon at 11, according to your watch, someone watching you would see your watch slow down and never quite reach 11. People used to think that nothing could get out of a black hole once it was in it. Anything that fell into a black hole was thought to be lost and gone forever. A black hole was like a prison you could never escape from. Then astronomers discovered that this idea of a black hole was not quite right. Little changes in space and time meant that black holes were not quite the prisons they had imagined them to be. they discovered that particles could escape from black holes in the form of Hawking radiation. Named after Stephen Hawking, one of the writers of this book, Hawking radiation causes black holes to turn into gas very slowly. The smaller the black hole, the quicker it would become gas. Finally, after billions and billions of years, the black hole would disappear. But what about the things that had made the black hole, or had fallen into it later? What would happen to them? They would become energy and particles. And if you looked very carefully at the energy and particles, you would be able to rebuild what had been inside the black hole. So, in a way, you can get out of a black hole.